This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. For the first time, the generation known as millennials, adults born after 1980, now make up the largest portion of the state's workforce. But well-educated millennials who are just reaching working age are in a position where companies are fighting for their services. And that has some in Wisconsin's corporate world concerned.
Reporter Rory Linane recently wrote about the effort to attract and retain millennials around the state, from Milwaukee to the Fox Valley. Linane is a reporter for Gannett Wisconsin Media, based at the Appleton Post-Crescent. She joins us on the line from Appleton. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, you use a really evocative example of the generation gap that exists in some parts of the corporate world in Wisconsin. It's this chairman of an e-commerce company in northeast Wisconsin who doesn't use a computer, has an employee print out and present him with every email he receives. Now, this might be an extreme example, but how do you see it, and how do people see it as emblematic of a greater issue in the state?
Sure. Well, I think, as you said, that might be an extreme example, but in a lot of workplaces, you're having this clash of generations where you have a generation of millennials who've been raised using technology all their lives, and then you have the older generation who may have more wisdom in the field, but aren't as familiar with new technology. So in a lot of cases, millennials are coming in and finding more efficient ways to do things and trying to implement those more efficient ways. And sometimes that can lead to some tensions between generations. And every workplace seems to be approaching that in a different way.
Is it a cautionary tale? Are there millennials who might be getting to these jobs and seeing that that the people that are above them and are running the show are you know, potentially in their eyes far behind the times?
Yeah, it can be, but you know, the guy who you were talking about, Mike, who has to print out all these emails for his boss, at the end of the day, he said he's so grateful for the job, and he still has so much respect for his boss, even though his boss doesn't know how to use a computer and he's running an e-commerce company. He has a different kind of wisdom that he brings to the job. So I think you know, millennials are also trying to find ways to see where other generations are coming from and what they're bringing to the table, and trying to collaborate to get the best skills of both worlds.
Now, maybe this is a dumb question, but, you know, there are obviously several generations that currently comprise Wisconsin's workforce. Why is it especially important to examine the relationships between the oldest generations and the millennials?
Yeah, I think that's really important right now because a lot of the older generation is retiring. And so, you know, we have a lot of jobs opening up, and a lot of millennials are choosing to leave Wisconsin. And so that's leaving all these gaps. So it's really important right now for companies to be targeting millennials specifically to make sure that they have people to fill these openings as people retire.
Right. I know a lot has been talked about the skills gap, and a lot has been debated about, you know, whether the skills gap exists and how it exists. But you write that there's just going to be a flat-out labor gap at some point.
Yeah, that's right. That's what's being projected. There's just not going to be enough people to fill industries. And this story is actually the first of many for a State of Opportunity series that we're working on. It's at stateofopportunitywi.com. And we are going to be looking at individual industries and where exactly these job openings are coming and what companies are doing to try to recruit millennials to fill those spots.
Well, and so whose responsibility is it to take this issue on? Is it the companies? Is it the state? Is it somebody else?
I think it's all of the above. I talked to Reggie Newsom in my story, the secretary of the State Department of Workforce Development, and he certainly sees a role for the state to play in this. That department is working on expanding some opportunities for internships and apprenticeships, because as he pointed out, Wisconsin has a strong education system, but then as people are graduating from our universities, many are looking outside of the state for their first jobs. So they're trying to encourage people to stick around. And it's also, there's definitely a role for companies to play in establishing workplaces that are fun and exciting and inviting for millennials.
Well, and right. I mean, I'm going to sound like an old fuddy-duddy here, but the millennials as a group seem to value the idea of fun in the workplace, perhaps more than the generations that came before them.
Mm-hmm. yeah, that's definitely something that people are looking for. And so we've seen companies, Milwaukee recently awarded some companies with bubbler awards for being attractive for millennials. And you know, one of the main things that those companies had in common was just doing things that were fun, having fun committees where they had budgets to set up events in the community and doing ping pong contests and Oreo eating contests and things like that.
And there are a few of us that couldn't get behind the idea of an Oreo eating contest. Well, and you know, you cite Milwaukee, and these are you know, sometimes really big companies that exist in Milwaukee that are doing these kinds of things. Are things any different in smaller cities, places like Wausau and Appleton and Oshkosh?
Yeah, well, I recently moved from Milwaukee up to Appleton, and I was concerned as a millennial myself that there wouldn't be much to do up here outside of work, but I've been really pleasantly surprised. I got involved with the Young Professionals group here, and, you know, in a lot of smaller areas in Wisconsin, there are really strong Young Professionals groups where millennials are coming together and making their own fun in these areas.
Well, and so I wonder in places like Appleton and Wausau and whatever, whether there's even more incentive to do things like that, where, you know, the idea that millennials might be lured, if anywhere in Wisconsin, to larger cities like Milwaukee and Madison, mm-hmm. places that are smaller might have already a strike against them.
Yeah, I think, you know, people might not think of it as a good place to move as a millennial, but what's been nice for me is that a lot of people who have moved here are in the same position as me, where, you know, they don't already have networks of friends established here, and so they're coming together and making their own communities, and that's something that's really important to all of us.
I gather there is at least one company in Oshkosh that's actually getting some national recognition for its work to establish kind of a workplace that millennials can relate to.
Right. I think you're referring to 4imprint.
And, yeah.
Yeah, they've really tried to offer a lot of flexibility and training for their employees so that you know, they can see opportunities for them to grow within the company.
You mentioned you chatted with Reggie Newsom as part of this article. Does the state really see this as a pivotal point?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they see the projections where there are going to be gaps with baby boomers retiring, and they know that we need to retain millennials to fill those positions, which is going to be important to our whole state economy. So that's a big focus for him.
Well, so we've talked about baby boomers and we've talked about millennials. Where does Generation X fit in this picture?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, they're kind of in between. They're in a lot of leadership positions right now, and I think there's, you know, a wide variety of skills in that generation. Some of them are totally tech savvy, and some are not as much. And so I think they've sort of played a role in trying to bridge some of the gaps in the workplaces.
Well, so where does the series go next for you?
So we're going to be, we have reporters in all of our newsrooms working on this series, and we're going to look at a variety of industries. We're looking at manufacturing, healthcare, teaching, a lot of the industries that are really growing in Wisconsin. So you can all stay tuned to see our stories on those industries.
Well, great. Rory Linnane, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rory Linnane is a Wisconsin storyteller for Gannett Wisconsin Media, based at the Appleton Post Crescent. You'll find a link to her story on Millennials in the Wisconsin Workplace and the Whole State of Opportunity series at wuwm.com.